Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape. Patrick Cannon, thank you for being here on Berg Vivant, splitting a martini with me. This is very nice.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Now, you are a lot of people's favorite actor here in Pittsburgh.
My mother.
Is she a Pittsburgher?
She is.
Okay, yeah. She counts. She's involved in that group. Yeah. We've seen you in a lot of productions here in the city over the years. You do a lot here and in New York City. But you're working on something really, really exciting right now and very unusual, a monumental task of producing a television pilot. Is this correct?
It is correct.
What possessed you to take on this crazy endeavor?
Well, I think that, I started it about 2.5 years ago.
Wow.
You know, jotting down ideas, and I finally was telling a friend about it one time on the phone, and he got really frustrated with me, and he was like, "You don't talk to me about this again until you send me an actual script." So I did. I sat down and I wrote it, and that began the process of editing and rewriting and rewriting and rewriting and rewriting, and then I finally showed it to my partner, and who is a independent producer, and she was like, "We should make this." So really quickly, it became a reality. But it really was just kind of a project that I was working on. I wasn't really focused on completing it by any means. I was just trying to figure it out. So
now, is that usually how it gets done? I just imagine like a bunch of producers sitting in LA cooking something up that's marketable. I mean, is this usually the process? Somebody's got an idea, they work, they independently produce it, and then try to sell it?
I don't know. This is definitely not the typical way people go about getting their television show produced or picked up by a network. However, you're seeing it happen from high maintenance to Broad City to It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. They produced a product first and then used that product to gain the investors and the executives and the production team behind them to create full seasons. So
it can happen, and it's happening now. Well, here in Pittsburgh.
That's the goal. I mean, we have the talent. That's not a question. So
tell me a little bit about the concept of this. The project is called Mulligan, and it actually takes place in Pittsburgh. It's being filmed in Pittsburgh about Pittsburgh. Is that right?
Yeah. It's kind of a... Pittsburgh has always had some sort of version of the Pittsburgh Kid, which I think the first was probably Billy Kahn, the boxer.
Yeah.
And the most recent is Neil Walker.
Yeah.
But there was kind of anyone with Pittsburgh ties, Pittsburgh really rallies behind. And Rock Immediate is a good example as far as like golfers.
Mm-hmm.
He's not even really from Pittsburgh, but Pittsburgh is really...
But I bet he likes to claim that.
Yeah.
What an honor for both he and
very,
us. Yeah.
Thank you, Rocco. But it's basically about a golfer who gets out of prison and wants to rebuild his life. And in a world where media jumps on that stuff, I mean, he's kind of similar to a Johnny Manziel or a Paul Spadafora, who's another Pittsburgh sports figure who had some troubles. It's a fictional character. We've created kind of a sports hero that has fallen in Pittsburgh, and we thought it would be more interesting to watch him try and rebuild his life after the glory versus kind of grow into it. So it's definitely a story of redemption, but it's not golfer gets out of prison and goes straight back and becomes a pro again.
And I think it takes place in part at a mini golf course, right?
It does.
So baby steps.
Yeah, baby steps. There's a pitch and putt course there too. No, it's Scally's Golf Center in Moon.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And it's a phenomenal facility, and the property is rather large. So we have actors who play the people who work in the ice cream shop, and actors who play the workers of the driving range, and the driving range is all owned by Jack's family, and his brother now owns it outright. So when he gets out of prison, his brother gives him a job at the family driving range where his ex-girlfriend still works.
Now, a lot of this sounds pretty heavy, but I mean, is it a comedy? Are there funny components to this?
I think it's funny, but I wrote it, so no.
Well, no, that's good, because, you know, I think that's a great start, because typically I think most of the writers I know are so critical of their work, they don't think it's funny, you know, until somebody else laughs at it. So I think that's a good start, if you think it's funny.
Well, my character's not funny. I think that I wrote some nice little beats for actors who are way better at comedy than I am.
You are so generous that... That is an amazing quality for a writer slash actor. Give everybody else the good lines.
Well, it's a difficult. A lot of the pilot is about communication and how do you talk to someone who I assume you created a different type of communication when someone's in prison, and what does that communication become when they're out, and especially after a decent period of time. So, yeah.
Now I know you have golf experience. Do you also have experience having been in trouble with the law?
Oh God!
Is this coming from a place of?
I've never been arrested.
Okay.
No, been arrested. I mean, I've had run-ins as an idiot punk kid. Come on, dude.
Are you pulling on any of that for the background? Of
yeah,
this game?
I mean, I think that there's, in some ways, I think that, you know, I know what it's like to reach a point in your life where you're not proud of how you're living it, and to find a way to turn that around. So I think that. That redemption resonates with me, and that's definitely charged in the pilot. But he's definitely a separate character. I'm an unknown theater guy in Pittsburgh, and this is a guy who is known across the country. So
now I've checked out the website, and you have so many great collaborators on this. I mean, actors. It's like a who's who of the Pittsburgh acting scene.
It makes me emotional when I think about it. The amount of talent the caliber of talent that we've gotten to agree to do this blows my mind. Steve Paris is the director, and he directed The Chief, the film version of The Chief, which was interesting for me because the original director of the play was Ted Pappas, who gave me my start and gave me my equity card. So to kind of come to have my first film project in Pittsburgh that I'm producing, have Steve involved it meant a lot to me.
Yeah.
So Steve, he believed in the script a lot, and I think because of Steve coming on board, we were able to get a lot of the best actors in town. I think that I have a pretty decent eye for talent, and I wrote roles that I thought these people would really be great in, and I think we're gonna make it work.
So what happens next? I mean, what's the step to actually getting this put on television?
Well, we're filming it.
That's a good start.
That's a good start. We'll put it on camera. We're filming it the first week of October. So then we will spend the next, the following months getting the project into its final form. And then it's a whole different ballgame once it's a final project. And once we see how it comes together, we see how we're using it in our pitch and what our pitch exactly is going to be. And if we take it directly into networks, if we decide to do the festival route, something like Downward Dog, you could argue that they wouldn't have gotten picked up for the first season had they not had the success in festivals that they did before it was picked up by ABC. Is that ABC? There's really no rules to the game anymore. So
is that different than how it used to be? Have the rules changed?
I don't think the rules have changed, but I think the accessibility for talented people to pull stuff off is a little easier in some ways.
That's pretty good.
So it's a matter of making as high quality product as we can, and when people, hopefully people appreciate it and enjoy it and see why it would make for a great series, great episodic series, and have the conversation from there as far as how it shifts and changes. And I've done a lot of research on how shows kind of create their packages and in pitches. So a lot of that will be determinant on the product that we are pitching at the end. So. Right.
And people can get involved. They can check out the website. And you have had an Indiegogo project for this, which is just wrapping up now. But still, folks can donate to this project.
They should.
still through Indiegogo, and we'll have the link to that attached to our segment today. Because that makes all the difference, I imagine. It really does,
especially on a shoestring budget. I mean, we're getting actors who were in The Dark Knight to agree to work for a day rate that barely covers gas. So we're making a very high quality product with high quality folks who are pretty much everyone's doing it as a passion project in one way, shape, or form, which is humbling and pretty mind-blowing for me.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.